producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Glasses on, it's a good day to get gone.
Now 20, whoops, wait a minute, I was, gave away 20 minutes of your time, Heavenly Days McGee. It's 7 after the hour now. Doug Steffen, Good Day program with Dr. Joy Brown, Rich McFadden, Doug, we're all here to present a beautiful spin on your life and the world. Matter of fact, the fellow who wrote the book, Heaven is Beautiful, join us in a few moments. I think Joy and I will have a good discussion with Peter Panagore. Is that how you pronounce the name, Richie? Panagore, I believe. I think that's his name.
Yep.
Okay. It. In the meantime, a lot of people have been discussing who won the debate, who lost the debate this past Tuesday. Bernie Sanders did not lose. Bernie Sanders, from that point to this, has collected about $1.5 million. His fundraising haul suggests to me, anyway, when you look at it, did pretty well for himself.
People liked him.
People liked him.
Well, I think his thing about defending Hillary really was,
nicely done.
Politically, yes, it was charming.
Done.
It was smart, and it was appropriate, and it was great.
Agreed.
Yep. Yeah, but he helped her more than he helped him with that.
Sorry.
I don't know. I think people are so sick of the mudslinging that I think he helped himself as well.
I wonder about him and her together.
That's exactly what I thought.
After I see that he knows
he's together. Do you mean like together?
No.
Or do you mean
I mean
like
president and
I
vice
see
president.
Him as somebody. He doesn't come from a state that has a lot of population, so you don't need him for that reason. But you need him because he's a balance. Hillary is, if anything, whether people like this
he's
or not,
a balance of what?
More right of center than most any other candidate who would show up to be a presidential contender. Bernie left there. So he get that vote. I don't know who on the Republican side he'd be taking away from, so maybe it's not necessary. But I see the two of them as sort of...
Running mates.
I did, too.
I saw them when I watched the video afterwards, looking at that. I thought, look at the two of them smiling at each other. I can see that as... It reminds me of Joe and Barack, frankly. It doesn't remind me of Al and Bill, because there wasn't much love lost there. For most of the time, it doesn't remind me George Bush and Dan Quayle, the father of George Bush.
Or anybody in Cheney. He didn't play well with anybody.
What an awful human being. Oof. Okay. Anyway, speaking of awful, the FBI yesterday did something good. They do good things and they do bad things. Yesterday, they arrested 150 pimps. In a sex trafficking sting.
Say what?
And saved 150 children who
Rich,
were
enslaved
by these pimps. What? Did you start?
Say what comment?
What did you say, Richie?
I said, say what?
Say what, yeah. That is.
This
say
is
what.
Such a big problem that people aren't aware of.
It's an amazing problem.
It's like
problem.
In the shadows.
Yeah, it really is.
Amazingly in the shadows.
It's kind of like what was now right Lamar Odom. Lamar Odom has brought to the surface a discussion of what goes on in some of these brothels in Nevada. But elsewhere, the kind of things that go on in the name of having sex and what cocaine and drugs and stuff. There's this whole subculture in our country.
Well, even if you take the drugs out, that human trafficking is a huge problem.
It is a huge problem.
It has been for a very long time.
Yeah, it is unbelievable. All right, so let's put a good spin on things and find out more about heaven. What's your idea of an afterlife? We're going to discuss that with Peter Panagore in a moment here on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our four-day super sale, October 16th through the 19th. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
You can print grand opening flyers.
Yes.
Grand opening banners.
No problem.
Custom t-shirts.
Piece of cake.
You saw cake?
It's just the same.
Now at Staples, get 20% back on all color printing. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
Earn 20% back in Staples rewards on full-service color copying and printing online and in-store. Ends 11/7/15. Exclusions apply. For full details, visit staples.com/rewards.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual Institutional Services LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
13 after the hour, Dr. Joy Brown with Dr. Doug Steffen and Rich McFadden on the Good Day program with now Peter Panagor, who's the host of a two-minute inspirational radio broadcast on some stations up in Maine. He's a maniac by birth. You live in Maine, Peter, I know, but were you born there?
No, I'm from Massachusetts originally.
Really, where?
And out of Marlboro, went to St. John's High School in Shrewsbury, went to UMass.
Good heavens, I live in Framingham and have all my life. So,
well, we were right next door.
We were neighbors. All right, that makes this not more interesting, but sort of an interesting spin on your experience. Let's get right to what happened to you in 1980. In the winter of 1980, you were doing what that brought you around to living the life that you live today?
I went on a student exchange to Montana State University in Bozeman, and in March I went on a 10-day snow caving backcountry ski trip that culminated in a one-day ice climb. And I'd been a pretty heavy backpacker, a lot of winter experience in the wilderness, but I'd never ice climbed before. I'd technical climbed, but not ice. And I made a miscalculation in my equipment and caused our climb to be seriously slowed down. So we reached our top of our climb at sunset, and it took us till almost sunrise to get off the mountain, driving ourselves forward with our willpower. And hypothermia killed me. And on our last rappel, I got warm, which is the last stage, and we were stuck on this particular place at the top of the last rappel, and we couldn't get off. I got warm and I began to fall asleep, and at one point I knew that I was going to die. I looked around and there was great beauty all around me, and I started thinking about my parents and that I was not going to be able to get out of this, that it was, I was done. And so
let me understand, you died, you came back, and then you died again in terms of...
Well, I had a heart attack 6 weeks ago.
You're talking about 6 weeks prior to this event in 1980.
No, 6 weeks ago from today.
Six weeks ago from today. So I don't want to confuse the stories because they're too good to confuse. The two stories are too amazing. I just want to make sure that I understand, and therefore the audience understands, that what happened in March of 1980, we were on the side of a mountain, and you froze to death, in essence.
Yes.
Right? Okay. Then what happens to your body and your being after you're frozen on the side of the mountain?
Well, I was harnessed in, and I fell a couple of feet. We're about 150 feet up, headed down if we could, but we couldn't because we were stuck, and so I fell and I dangled. And I only know that because my partner told me that after. But as for me, I was taken and brought into a greater darkness that was illuminated in a place that was had no time and no space like I can describe. And it...
I want people, because I think this kind of stuff is fantastic. These stories are so great to tell. The essence of your being hung, you're hanging out on this table, how long are you there in that state and into this next world, the experience that you had?
Well, I don't know how long I was dead because the circumstances were quite desperate and difficult. Tim was in the same situation that I was in. He was struggling with hypothermia as well. And I can tell you that when I came back, I was given the chance to come back. God gave me the chance to come back. That Tim told me that he thought I was dead. And he said, I thought you were dead. I couldn't get you. I couldn't wake you. I thought you were dead. I thought you were dead. And I was, only, you know, I came back because God let me.
But you can remember what happened, it sounds like, in that state of animation.
Yes, I can remember it. It seems to have left an indelible mark on my soul. I can't explain how it happened. I can only explain that it did happen and that I went into this greater darkness where I had no body. But I was completely myself and my own being, and God called my name. I heard my name from deep inside my soul, and it was the name of my creation. It was the essence of my being, and what made me alive and created. And I was completely known. There was nothing about me that was hidden from God, who I couldn't see, who was right next to me, but I could hear, but there was no voice and there was no language.
What sort of religious background do you come from?
Oh, I was half Roman Catholic and half Greek Orthodox. So I went to Catholic high school. My dad was Greek Orthodox. My mom was Roman Catholic. I was a charismatic Christian at the time,
mm-hmm.
but that didn't really seem to play into it at all.
So you felt God's presence, or you saw a being that you identified as God. Would you describe that being?
I didn't see
being?
A being.
You didn't,
didn't
see, a being.
See a being.
So how did you know that God was
God.
Next? How did you feel that?
Because it was self-evident. It was. I was infilled with love and joy and hope and beauty and truth, and they were all one thing. And I knew without a doubt that I was in the presence of God. I was so overwhelmed with love and beauty.
Mm.
And I went through hell too. And immediately after being infilled with love and beauty and hope, I was confronted with all the pain that I'd ever caused in my entire life to every single person I'd ever caused it to, all of it. And I felt their experience of the pain that I gave them from their point of view.
So
simultaneous to that,
you have no time. You have no time reference other than what your friend told you about being frozen and then thawing out, in essence, which was how long a period of time?
Well, see, I don't know that.
They don't. Your friends didn't tell you how long it was before you came back.
You gotta understand that we were in an extremely, extremely difficult situation. And the fact that I survived was the thing that mattered most at the moment.
Mm.
And then we had to still get down off this cliff. We were still stuck up there when I came back. And then we had to self-treat for hypothermia. And we didn't have like an in-depth conversation. Plus, we were exhausted and had no food and water for 24 hours.
So it was just the two of them, and they didn't really understand what had happened, so they have no concept of the time that they were there.
Got it. Okay.
Right.
Peter, will you stay
exactly.
with us for a little bit longer? We have to pause for a few minutes. I'd like to hear a little bit more of your story. Peter Panagore, who's explaining what happened as he went into another state, another reality, and then came back again. Some people do, some people don't. Most people don't, but he did. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now 23 after the hour, Dr. Joy Brown is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Fascinating story from a fellow named Peter Panagor, who was frozen to death while he was on the side of a mountain in 1980. The story of what happened to him after he sort of came around. Some questions are hard to ask and harder to answer. You have a background that has a certain religious value attached to this sort of thing. I don't believe in religion. I think religion is nonsense. I do believe in God. I believe in a supreme being, ultimate intelligence, infinite wisdom, whatever, however we can apply it to something that explains for me why we have the earth, why we have beings created out of two cells, how things work. The only explanation that makes any sense to me is that there's a power far greater than I am. And it sounds to me like you felt you encountered that power when you were in another state, and then you could have gone with that power into that other state, but then somehow or other you felt or someone felt that it was necessary for you to regain consciousness and life. Is that fair to put it that way?
That's a fair statement. That's a fair statement. And actually, you and I have more in common than you might think.
How so?
In terms of organized religion. One of the results of near-death experience is the elimination of the need for a belief system. Because one of the things that happens afterwards when you come back is that God becomes the reality for it.
Why do you suppose, Peter, more people don't come back?
I think it's technology, mostly. People are dragged back, and I say dragged back because pretty much nobody who goes over wants to come back. And you get the paddles when you have a heart attack, somebody shoots you up with something that at the ER brings you back again. But that's a pretty recent...
Right. In the last 150 years. One of the things that intrigues me about this is that we just don't know. There are clinicians who will say, you know, you're bringing forth a story that would encourage people perhaps to end the life that they know here and go somewhere else.
I don't think so.
Well, you can understand that somebody might think that.
Well, I can understand that. And actually, I've lost two dear friends in the past year to suicide. And I understand why they took their own lives, but I don't think that I don't think that God likes that very much because it's, you didn't make yourself. One of the people, I've wanted to die since the day I came back. I've prayed for my own death pretty much every single day.
Really?
But I would never be suicidal because I don't own my own body. I'm a created being, and I belong to the one who created me, so I can't take what isn't mine. And so I've never talked about why it's good to kill yourself. I think that what suicide does is it takes your pain and gives it to a bunch of other people.
What was the difference between your initial experience 35 years ago and your recent heart attack?
A big difference. You need to know, for understanding the second experience, that I came back the first time, given the chance to come back the first time, for the sake of love of my parents. I had a sister who had vanished, and it crushed my mother in a significant way, as emotional and psychological way, and I couldn't bear to let them live out their lives if I had a chance to come back and be with them and let them, because they would have lost two kids, and I couldn't do that. So I came back for love that time. And this time, which was not nearly as deep into it as that time, I stayed for love for my kids' lives and my granddaughter.
Having a heart attack, in a sense, is not what most people would think would be self-willed, although I believe our mind and the subconscious is able to create that. I think you subconsciously can create whatever you want in life. And if you want to go, or you can find vehicles to do it, you've said you wanted to go, but then you don't want to go. So it sort of confuses the situation in your mind.
I know. Here's the thing. I had my heart. Let me say a couple things. One, I ran 5K the day before. I was at yoga class. I'm very healthy. I eat well. My sister, who had vanished, she died 5 years ago. We finally found her. And she died 5 years ago of the same thing that gave me a heart attack at 54. Mm-hmm. My dad had one at 56. My grandfather died.
What was that?
Heart disease, blocked arteries.
Arteries and
100%
stuff.
Blockage.
Yeah.
And so they shot me. They rushed me to the urgent care. They shot me up with a decoagulant. I got a 5% trickle through. They put me in the ambulance. I live an hour and 20 minutes from the hospital. So rush as they can to get me down to the hospital. And I can't take opiates. I'm allergic to them, so I didn't have any painkiller. Mm. And I'm not afraid of death. So I wasn't afraid of dying. That's okay with me. But I meditated in order to control my mindfulness to control my pain. But I could hear the paramedics talking back and forth, and they kept talking about losing me and cranking up the nitroglycerin. And I could see, because I've seen before, I could see what I guess I can describe as a gray cloud of death, which was a living being hovering around me, sort of waiting for me.
Right.
And if I
look, here's what I'd like to do. I want to have a few more minutes with you, Peter, if I can. Peter Panagor, his website is peterpanagor.com. The book is called Heaven is Beautiful, How Dying Taught Me the Death. The death is just the beginning. I want to take one more sort of crack at this from a different perspective. And if you'll allow me to do that with you in a few minutes, that'd be good. Half past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Stephen, good day program. Dr. Joy Brown is here with me, and Rich McFadden, who first heard about Peter Panagore, who's with us. If you haven't heard the first half of this conversation, I would suggest you go to the archives at DougStephan.com. Listen to hour number six for Thursday the 15th. That'll give you that, or the first hour of Friday the 16th. The bottom line here is that Peter experienced death. Came back from that experience, is telling that story for people who are interested and want to probe more into his experience. So I think what I wanted to get from you, Peter, was a... I wanted you to put yourself into a situation where you're the teacher. Or maybe, well, the teacher, that's a good rule. You're the expert. What do you say to the people who are afraid of death?
That God is love, and that you are beloved, and that all will be well, and all has been well, and all will be well, always, because of God's love. And that God's love is so immense. It's the greatest love that you ever experienced on earth. It's a single drop of water. God's love is an ocean, a planet of ocean. It is so intense and so large, and you are so loved that you need not fear.
And you experienced that for a couple of moments while you were there.
I did. Hmm. And it's left me with only one important thing in my life. It's the one thing I pursue. It's the one thing that I am, is the pursuit of God and love to go home again.
Well,
and
you're pursuing death, because that's basically what happens in order for you to make the transition. Do you believe in reincarnation?
I don't know.
Is there evidence of that?
I don't think there's any evidence of it. I don't think there's any proof of it. In fact, there's no proof of what I went through.
Well, that's another.
I'm more empirical. I'm an empirical rationalist, with the exception of this thing, and this.
Well, there are those who would say, those who are non-believers, or those who have a tradition of criticizing people, these people are religionists in and of themselves, but they don't want to lose control. So somebody like you comes along and you question the status of what the beliefs are at the moment, and they don't like that, and they don't like the fact that you've got a story that may or may not agree with whatever their images are of the next life. You give people hope. hope, the antagonists would say, or those who don't believe in anything, that this is nonsense. So you can't prove it. Well, I'm empirical. I'm a scientist. This doesn't make any sense.
Peter, when you wrote your book, you had said that you didn't want to read other near-death experience stories because you didn't want it to cloud what your experience right. was when you wrote it. But since then, have you right. talked to others, and how did your story compare with others?
I have talked to others. I wanted my book to be able to stand or fall on its, on the merits of its own expression in the near-death community. Either I had one or I didn't, and I left that up to the to those who've been across to decide that. But yeah, I've talked to a bunch of people, and the things that everybody has in common are that God is love, and that there's timelessness on the other side, and that
go ahead, Jerry.
Well, how do you, with, you know, I hear what you're saying, and I don't think it's a disputable comment, to be quite honest. But how do you deal with people who say, well, how can God be love? And if God is in charge of everything, how can all the awful things that happen in the world happen? How do you reconcile those two?
And I wouldn't even say this world, Joy. I would say the entire universe and maybe multiverses. But the structure of the reality that we're in necessitates change and suffering. You know, the lion kills the zebra.
Why should there
the
be suffering?
The lion eats with the zebra. Well, because if it wasn't suffering, it would be heaven. And that's what heaven is. There is no suffering. It's a place of no suffering.
I always a philosophy, Peter, that if there weren't suffering, if there weren't the bad, you would not appreciate the good. So,
well, yeah.
And are you saying that if we didn't experience everything that we do here, that once we get there, it wouldn't be as special, we wouldn't feel the love that you experience?
Well, I don't know the answer to that question.
What do you say, Peter, to the mediums who would tell you about the connect with people who are dead? The most recent experience I've had with it was the passing of my dog, who was not a dog for me. This was a being that was as close to me as any being has ever been. And I happened to speak to somebody who was an animal communicator shortly after she died, and she described the conditions in which the dog passed over and the greeting that the dog got as it passed to the other side. One of the things that we're talking about is humanity on the other side, but there is this, again, it's so ununderstandable because it doesn't relate to what we're taught or what we experience here. But the fact that there is this joy and this collaboration of lots of different beings who are sort of collected here. And I wonder how that squares with what your experience was. Did you see or experience other beings other than humans and God?
No. I saw every human on Earth all at once.
Mm-hmm.
When I was deciding to stay or go, God took me and showed me all of Earth, and I could see every single human, mm-hmm. and my parents in particular. And God said to me, in the way that I love you now, and you know I love you, I love every single person exactly the same way, particularly and belovedly.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that, but I didn't see my grandmother. That was not my experience.
Mm-hmm. What did you start to say, Joy?
Right. Well, I was just going to say, you know, I read something that said that pain is inevitable, suffering is optional. And what you're saying is, essentially, suffering is not optional.
Well, I think the Buddha had it right. I think the first noble truth, all life is suffering, is a truism. When someone breaks their leg, you can't, unless you're superhuman or don't have any nerves, or someone shoots you up with some kind of painkiller, you're going to suffer.
Well, look, I'm a psychologist, so I would say it may feel pain. I broke two toes a couple of weeks ago, and okay. it hurts
Sorry.
Like crazy.
Don't
so
ask
I'm not really,
how. Of course.
I'm not really suffering. I'm just saying, boy, that was stupid. I'm not happy about it. Stay away from my toes. You know, it's pain. It's not suffering. I don't think, gee, you know, why did I deserve this? Oh, woe is me. You know, I wear bigger shoes and try and stay off of it. But I really do. I did experience and do experience the pain, but I don't feel like I'm suffering. To me, that's a distinction.
I happen to, in putting it that way, yes, I agree with you. I spend my life trying to be mindful with my meditation in order to recognize that things just happen. It's not my fault. God's not punishing me for something that I've done necessarily. I just make good choices and bad choices, and life unfolds in front of me.
All right, let's finish this. Let's finish this with a thought, shall we?
Okay, yeah.
I have been studying forgiveness, the truth, and communication in my life in the last year or so. What it seems to me, what I've been told, and I don't know why or where the direction comes from, I just feel this is the direction, mostly forgiveness and truth. But you need to have the ability to communicate those things in the end. And I wonder if this isn't, if your experience or what we experience in the state of heaven, if that's what it is, the next state, isn't a sort of combination of all of those things. Because if we don't forgive, then life isn't worth much, because everybody has, if you believe what we're taught, that we all are sinners. I don't know that I like that word, but we all make mistakes. That's part of the imperfection of perfection. And so we make mistakes and we look for forgiveness, or we seek it, or we deserve it, whatever it is. But then what you have found is a new truth that you wouldn't have thought you might have experienced, because you hadn't been there before. But that's why I asked about reincarnation, as to whether any of it felt like you were at home.
I was at home when I was dead. I'm not at home now.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's send people to the website, peterpanagore.com. The book is available there. It's downloadable. Is it an Amazon product? How do people get Heaven is Beautiful, How Dying Taught Me the Death is Just the Beginning?
Kindle, Audible, paperback, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all those places.
Got it.
Downloadable.
Thank you for sharing the language of this, the insight, the beauty, the hope. It's all something that we, most of us, aspire to in one way or another. How we get there remains to be seen, but it's a desirable state, it would seem. Peter, thanks. Best of luck to you. 43 after the hour on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
This multiview report is brought to you by Cox Communications. Better safe than sorry is a slogan to live by, especially considering a burglary occurs every 15 seconds in the U.S. According to a 2015 survey conducted by Cox Home Life, more than 50% of homeowners worry they left their front door unlocked after leaving the house. And almost 45% of parents check in on their tween or teen once or twice a day with their home security camera. And we care about our furry family members a lot, too. More than 50% of those surveyed have left an event early to check on a pet. Allison Jacobson, the safety mom.
Using technology to protect, monitor, and control your home remotely is perfect for parents who want to check in on their tweens, teens, or pets throughout the day. It's imperative you ensure your family is prepared to face anything that comes their way, from weather-related disasters to keeping your home protected.
Take the time to learn protective measures to avert a crisis before it occurs. Visit cox.com/homelife for more information.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
It's really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Oh,
wow, that is really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here. Must be responsible.
Fall is here, and a great way to get into the spirit is with a fresh coat of paint on your favorite room. It's easy and affordable.
to help get you started, our friends at Sherwin-Williams can provide expert advice, from the latest in paint trends to choosing the right color and simple cleanup tips. The Sherwin-Williams experts have you covered for painting success. Simply walk into one of their 4,000 stores and ask for a Sherwin-Williams professional, or go to SherwinWilliams.com. And don't forget to sign up for their Paint Perks benefits to save every day.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Crep Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
All right. 14 before the hour, 46 after the hour. Doug Steffen, Joy Brown. Richie was the one who connected us to this fellow. So here's the rub for me when it comes to the discussion of afterlife or what's going on in this life. How do you explain the following? There have been 43 instances this year alone of somebody being shot in America by a toddler 3 years old or younger. In 31 of those 43 cases, the youngster found a gun and shot himself or herself in addition to shooting somebody else. So in a world of blessings and love, these sorts of things come up, and then people say, there is no God, because if there was a God, this sort of thing wouldn't happen. And I think it's so complex. I think that's a simplistic statement.
Yeah, but we have to be ourselves. He can't control us to be perfect.
No, but then the answer is, or the question would be, why? And now the Joy has, because of her psychological background, perhaps a different way of looking askance at these things. I'm sure there's some way you can explain away what he said, whether we agree with you or not, or whether we want to agree with you is a different thing. But,
well, I mean, yeah, I think there is an explanation. Although my grandmother had a heart attack when she was, I don't know, at some point. And I remember I was very close to her. I remember sitting on the end of her bed in the hospital. And she described what has become, and this was well before there was all the books about it,
mm-hmm.
the kind of classic experience of seeing the light, feeling warmth, feeling enveloped. And my grandfather had predeceased her. And her saying, no, I need to go back. Something's on the stove. So, I have a whole lot of responses. I never argue with whatever people believe, because I think everybody is entitled to their belief. As I said, my concern, which you kind of raised with Peter, is by making the afterlife seem so much more pleasant than the current life, that I think it can tip the balance. It can tip the scales in people who are vulnerable, which are people who are depressed, the teenagers, the elderly, to say, oh, well, this life is hard, and if someplace else is easier, why not opt for the easy way out? Mm-hmm. And that worries me a lot. And you hear it. I see it. And people, I'm not arguing with his perceptions at all. Are there a way to describe some of the things he describes neurologically? Absolutely. That we know that hypothermia, for example, we were talking before, I worked for the Redevelopment Authority in Boston, and every winter there would be some homeless people who drank themselves into a stupor, collapsed, and were frozen, and were brought back because it turns out the combination, please do not try this at home, of alcohol and being frozen slows your metabolism enough that you can actually be brought back.
Yeah, one of my best friends did. He was dead.
Yeah, hearing voices, sort of recalling events. All this is very well, if not documented. Now, you could argue, and I don't know, is that, well, once there are books about seeing the light, and, I did a relaxation exercise at the San Jose Fair with 5,000 people a bunch of years ago, where I said, visualize the white light surrounding you. You are loved. You are accepted. You don't have to talk to anybody. And I do that as a relaxation exercise. In fact, I have a tape of it somewhere. So I'm not arguing. I think to whom or how you attribute it or how you run your life based on this is what I'm more concerned about. And the fact that he doesn't view himself at home in his life right now, that's what worries me the most.
All right. food for thought. Lots of different interpretations, but it was a stimulating conversation, and that's why he was here, because we are interested in stimulating good conversation. My name is Doug Steffen. It's the Good Day program at 51 past the hour. Thank you, Joy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Everybody wants to know about what's the news today in technology, and the man in the know, the everyman. You're familiar, Greg, with the concept of everyman?
Oh, yes.
And you are the everyman when it comes to technology. Greg Stebbin is the editor for Men's Health Magazine of their technology features, and as such has become quite an expert. Not as smart as I am when it comes to this stuff.
Well, yes, that's true.
I don't want to rob everybody.
When I have a problem or a question, I call, tweet, or text Doug.
Yes, that's it. Right. And especially if you...
He ignores them because he doesn't know what a tweet is, but that's another story.
That's unfair and uncouth.
I know, but it was
and unreasonable.
It was still a good line.
But it still may be true. All right, so Greg's going to talk about a number of things, including why Playboy dropped nude photos in their magazine. We must have some Amazon news someplace. Plus the beginning of the end for certain technology in airplanes, coming right up here on Good Day.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our four-day super sale, October 16th through the 19th. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You may think being totally blind is the greatest challenge I face, but actually, it's the fact that I'm often wide awake at 3 a.m. and struggling to stay awake in the middle of the day. This is called Non-24, and it affects up to 70% of people who are totally blind, like me. It makes just getting through the day a real struggle. Learn more about Non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Remember when a small business needed a landline?
Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hi, Greg Seven with us here on Good Day. The first time a flight had a phone in it was this date, 1984. The cost of the airphone service when they put them in these planes, they had 20 planes on American that had these, they had these phones added to them. Try them out. $7.50 for a call, and $100. It seemed like $100, and a buck and a quarter for every minute. When you
I used
call.
One of those phones to order a pizza.
So they wonder, oh, wow, what's going on now? And the whole baloney about the use of cell phones and planes will interfere with the guidance and navigation, that is such a crock. And we all know that it is. But the smart side of this is that you don't want to use cell phones in a plane because you want to listen to everybody talk about what's going on in their lives.
Well,
right?
That's what you and I say, but there's a lot of people that don't care whether you and I have to listen. Yeah. I personally would like to keep the phones off the plane. It's a small tin can with a lot of bodies.
Yep. All right. Facebook has gotten closer to beaming internet from space using satellite technology to get into Africa. I didn't realize Facebook did use satellites. Is that something that, according to what I saw, rural areas all over the planet are getting their connection? Or maybe this is just it. The internet comes out of satellites and not on the ground. Is that true?
Well, I mean, this is not central to the Facebook mission. I mean, mostly people access Facebook over the internet, however they happen to get the internet, which is usually on their phone from a cell company or your cable company or your phone company.
Mm-hmm.
This is, frankly, I'm assuming it's a nonprofit project. The idea is to get the rest of the world that's not wired, wired, although ironically it's not going to be wired because it's coming from a satellite. It's just it's another way of bringing internet to a place where it would be difficult to put the infrastructure on the ground or by land.
Right. All right. So this whole thing about Playboy dropping nude photos because of the internet is a ruse? Yes or no? What's the problem with Playboy?
Well, I mean, Playboy has a business problem in that they have been losing subscribers and readers rapidly. But I want to make the point that their peak year of circulation was in 1972. So circulation began dropping in 1973, and I don't think there was an internet back then.
Mm-hmm.
I started college at UCLA in 1979. By the time I got there, no one was walking around in smoking jackets reading Playboy and impersonating Hugh Hefner.
Really?
Because the fad was gone.
Oh, my. I still impersonate him.
You do a fine job of it.
I never smoke, but I'm happy to
have
the bathroom.
But you have a smoking jacket, right?
Right. I get referred to as Hef from time to time by the other half. Hi, Greg Stebbin is here.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.